Unify themselves. We have a series of Peloponnesian wars, Athens against Sparta, everybody against everybody else. And the world was dominated by the Persians. In the last Peloponnesian War, which happened in about 420 before the Common Era, the Greeks made a terrible mistake, a mistake which is repeated over and over again in history, that when there is a civil war, one of the sides goes outside to get aid. Sparta, in order to win the war over Athens, made an agreement with Persia and used part of the Persian navy to bottle up the fleet of the Athenians. Athens always had a great navy, and Sparta was only based on land. They bottled the Persians bottled up the Athenian fleet. The Spartans won the war, but the Persians were now in Greece for the first time. The Persians also made a great mistake, because if you're in a place where you really don't belong and the people don't like you, sooner or later, problems are going to occur. And the hatred of the Greeks to the Persians reached enormous dimensions. Now, the Greek system of government was alternated between extreme democracy and dictatorship tyranny. Athens, for instance, which many times governed itself under extreme democracy at the time of Pericles and other times, also reverted back to extreme tyranny as well. The great philosopher, the three great philosophers of the Greeks, Socrates and his disciple Plato and his disciple Aristotle, all preached a modified form of democracy, because they saw in the extreme democracy the destruction of government, and they saw in the tyranny the destruction of the individual. So they attempted to find a middle ground. We are also attempting to find the middle ground. I think the United States is probably the most successful experiment in the history of the world of finding such a middle ground of between the freedom of the individual and the greatness of the ability to do something and not have it be chaotic. In any event, at the beginning of the 4th century before the Common Era, in about the year 370, a king arose in Macedonia. He was called Philip of Macedon. Macedonia is in the northwest corner of Greece. It is basically a Balkan country. And the tribe, the Macedonians, were part of the general Greek nation, but they were looked down upon and despised by the Athenians, by the Spartans, because they were like the Hicks from the north that really had no culture.